Okay, I guessed it made sense. I hadn't thought much about the pricing or negotiations, and I was relieved not to have to. Time was rushing along, and when I glanced at my phone, it was 10 minutes to 11. There were noises downstairs, stirrings, as if clients had begun to arrive. Joseph appeared in the lounge, chatting with a few of the women near the door. I wondered dimly if he'd had his dick in everyone's mouth at one point or another.
Number 4, Tara,
he said when he passed by. That was the number of the room I'd sell myself in. Tara handed me a silk robe and showed me where I would put my clothes and purse, and then looked at me as if waiting for me to do something. I couldn't fathom what, until the 5 other women in the lounge started to undress. They weren't bashful. 2 of them laughed and told jokes with all their business hanging out. Some of them were watching as if judging me. I hurried to catch up, pulling the silver dress over my head. I couldn't wear a bra since the dress was backless, so that one move told them I came to play. I stepped out of my underwear and heels, so I was as naked as a jaybird, and shrugged into the soft robe. Peyton slid an arm into her own robe and cinched it shut as she gave me a wink. In spite of everything, I cracked a smile. My bare feet were cold on the stairs as I descended in a single-file line and then marched determinedly down the long hall to my room. "Enjoy yourself, Evie," Peyton whispered as she passed by. "If you like it, he'll fucking love it." I stared at the brass number 4 attached there, wondering what the hell was going to happen to me behind that door. I turned the knob and pushed the door open. Chapter 4. There wasn't a bed in the room, softly lit by a crystal chandelier. Taking the center of the space was a long table with a leather cushion top, similar to a doctor's office, but decidedly less clinical. It was, for lack of a better word, sexy. Every inch of the walls and ceiling were covered in alternating textures of black fabric in an intriguing sequence. A clever disguise for soundproofing. In the corner sat a white wingback chair I knew wasn't for me. There was an easel with a dry erase board on it, my willing list in big, easy-to-read print. The door latched behind Tara, and I was gripped with full-body terror.
"Can I take your robe for you?"
Her voice was like honey. My clumsy hands undid the knot at my waist and let it slide off my shoulders, catching it in my hands. It felt like real silk. I handed it over and watched her hang it on a hook behind the door.
"Is it warm enough in here?"
she asked. "I can adjust the thermostat." She must have asked because I was trembling. "I'm fine." Tara's hand was warm when she set it on my arm in a friendly way.
"You've got a beautiful body, and I'm not going to have a hard time finding a buyer for you, but it's your first time here, so don't worry. I'll find the right buyer, one who deserves you."
It was a simple gesture, but it calmed me.
"Do you mind?"
Tara gestured to the table. I took a deep breath and sat down and was surprised to discover the table was soft.
"Scoop back and lie down, please."
As I did so, I steadied my breathing. This was happening. Deal with it. Tara bent down and opened a cabinet beneath the table, and when she stood, she had 2 pieces of black fabric in her hands. The first I recognized, a blindfold. The second was a long swath of black ribbon that disappeared over the side of the table.
"I'll show you how this works."
She dropped the blindfold beside me and held up the ribbon.
"Can I have your wrist?"
I held up my hand and she wrapped the end of the ribbon around it, pressing it closed.
"Velcro?"
I asked. "It's strong. You won't be able to undo it with one hand, but if your client wants to, it's easy." She undid it and handed me the blindfold. "It's time."
God.
I slipped the elastic over the back of my head and then lowered it over my eyes so everything was black.
"Make sure it's where you want it. You won't be able to adjust it in a minute."
I did as she suggested, putting the elastic behind my ears. My breathing increased when her hand closed around my right wrist and strapped it down to the table.
"Can you test that for me?"
I tried to lift my arm but could only move it a few inches. Her high heels clicked softly on the floor as she rounded the table to stand on the other side. It took no time for her to do this one. The modest part of me cringed inside. Yet there was a darker part of me that was turned on. It's better to have regret of what you've done than what you failed to do, it whispered.
How are you?
She asked. Does your nose itch? My nose always itched as soon as I was bound. Well, now it does, I replied. She laughed and ran her fingers over my nose, and then they were gone.
Room 4 is ready,
she said in a hushed voice, obviously not to me. She must have an earpiece as well. Her heels tapped out a slow rhythm away, and I heard her sink into the chair. There were a million thoughts running through my mind while we waited in silence. The straps weren't uncomfortable, but they weren't great either. I wanted to get on with it, even as I was petrified. What if he wanted to start with one of the 3 boxes I'd checked at the last minute? Disaster. That's what would happen. I heard the door swing open, and I stopped breathing. Heavy footsteps entered, and I could make out his raspy breathing.
Good evening, sir, she said. Can I show you what I'm featuring tonight?
Yeah,
he said. The heavy footsteps plodded closer.
Good Lord, I think they get better with each room.
He had a southern accent.
I don't know. I think you'll find she's the peak, and she's an exclusive.
What's that mean?
She's here for one night only. She can be yours alone.
Yeah?
They lapsed into silence for a moment before Tara spoke again.
You don't sound like you're originally from here.
Nashville.
Oh?
Bet the traffic took some getting used to. So he was fugly, as Peyton had put it. Maybe he could put up top dollar and be done in 5 minutes. He sighed.
She's real pretty and all, but I'd kind of like to see them all before making a decision.
Of course,
she said in her honey-sweet voice. I heard the door open and close. Thanks for telling me he's showrooming, she grumbled. Again, I assumed into the earpiece. Okay, got it. It sounded like she returned to the chair. Without my vision, it felt like hours had passed. I waited and waited, but the door never creaked open. I tried counting in my head to distract myself. What if no one else came? Whoring myself out was bad enough. What if no one wanted me? Tara? I asked, panic rising in me. It had to have been at least 30 minutes, and I worried she'd left and I hadn't heard her or she'd fallen asleep.
Yes? Does it usually take this long?
No, but we've run into a situation.
What?
What kind of situation?
Someone's requested a hold be put on you. He's not a member of the club, and only members have that privilege.
My heart leaped into my throat, making it difficult to breathe.
Blake, was he going to screw this up for me? Was he going to come in here and have me?
The door swung open abruptly, and there was a sharp intake of breath that made me tremble.
Good evening, sir, Tara said. I believe this is what you've been waiting for.
Yes.
It was almost inaudible, making it impossible to recognize.
She's an exclusive one-night-only experience. Please, take a closer look.
His footsteps were quiet as he came near. I had to remind myself to breathe, to relax.
Are you a sports fan, sir?
Tara asked.
I'm sorry?
He said, sounding caught off guard and not at all like Blake. Maybe familiar, but my nerves made it difficult to concentrate.
I usually try to work it into the conversation subtly to let her know when I think a potential client is attractive. I wanted to make sure she understood the level of attractive we're talking about here.
I'm flattered.
I could hear the smile in his words.
Would you like a taste?
She asked him. What did that mean? Then her breath was warm on my neck.
I'm going to touch you now.
I jumped when her fingers dragged across the soft skin of my stomach. Lower and lower. Was she going to? Soft, delicate fingers stroked me. I tried to jerk away, but the straps kept me in place. I'd never fooled around with another woman.
I could appreciate the beauty of the female body, but I never had any desire to explore anything outside of my own. I liked good old-fashioned sex and knew I still had a lot to learn there. Adding women into the mix seemed overwhelming. It didn't matter. Her fingers were stirring my folds where I was shamefully wet, and the slightest of moans slipped out before I could choke it back. She drew her hand away from in between my legs, and there was a noise I couldn't place. Like a kiss. No, I figured it out. He was sucking on her fingers.
Does she taste good?
Tara asked. Heat poured through my body.
I'd like to drink straight from the tap, he said.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
There's a fee for that, but I'll waive it if we reach a deal.
I assumed that was acceptable to him because Tara again leaned over me and whispered in my ear,
"Slide down near the edge of the table and enjoy."
She sounded envious. I did as asked, my trembling body gliding over the leather. When I was down far enough and my feet dangled awkwardly over the side, Tara's warm hand closed around an ankle and lifted it, setting my foot on the flat surface of the tabletop so my toes curled over the edge. She guided the other ankle so I was laid out before him, my knees bent up in the air. Sliding down had also forced my arms to be bent up by my head. The pads of his fingers were cold when they touched the inside of my knee and gently urged it to the side, opening me to him. My bottom lip quivered. No, my whole body quivered. The fingers dragged across the inside of my thigh until they reached the hollow where my legs joined my body. I wanted him to say something. I wanted him to...
Fuck,
he said in a low, deep voice when his finger brushed over me where only a few men, and now Tara, had touched me, making me shudder.
You're so wet.
His touch was gone and replaced by warm air as his mouth hovered over my sensitive flesh. He kissed the hollow there, then just above my slit, then the inside of my thigh on the other side. Teasing me, delicious anticipation grew and strangled my breath. I bucked hard on the table when his tongue grazed me. One of his large, cold hands clamped down on a hip to hold me in place. The sensation wasn't like anything I'd felt before. The blindfold focused everything on the pleasure that was spreading outward through my body from his indecent kiss. He licked me again, starting at the bottom of my entrance and all the way up to my clit. Oh my God, I said out loud, and then went wooden. I wasn't supposed to speak until spoken to, according to the contract.
You like that?
He didn't wait for me to answer, he just did it again, and again. The beginning of an orgasm developed off in the distance, and then it was right upon me when he eased a finger where I was soaking wet.
She's yours for 20,000,
Tara said. The logical side of my brain tried to function, but the physical part of my body was in control. That wasn't true. This man, this total stranger, was in control of my body when he was fucking me with his mouth and finger.
I was thinking more like 9,
he responded. Then his mouth was back on me.
How could he negotiate like this? His head was buried between my legs, and she was just standing there, watching.
The orgasm threatened closer still, and I moaned. 9 was close. It was already more than I thought I could get, seeing as how Tara had said he was good-looking. But Tara's hand brushed over my ankle, demanding I focus. She could get him higher. I shook my head quickly at his offer, and then moaned when his tongue slipped inside me.
She seems to like you.
Tara's voice was sultry.
How about 16?
10.
He murmured it against the side of my thigh, his finger working in and out of me. Desire built, pinpricks creeping over my skin, begging for release.
We both know she's worth way more than that. 15.
His hand withdrew, and it was cold, as if he'd stepped back.
No,
the dirty voice in my head cried. He was going to leave me when I was so close to not just what I needed, but so close to tumbling over the cliff into a sea of pleasure.
12.
His deep voice filled the room. My heart lurched, and relief overwhelmed me.
I barely noticed when Tara's hand skimmed my knee. His hands and mouth had already shown me he knew what he was doing and promised I would enjoy it.
"Yes," I whispered. Tara's hair fell on my arm when she drew close to whisper.
"Are you sure?
I think you're leaving money on the..."
"Yes."
The need in me was too much already. How had he been able to bring me right to the brink so quickly? I was ready to pay him to get the tongue back.
"Congratulations, sir," Tara announced. "She's yours."
Her footsteps said she was moving to the door to leave us.
"Do you want to stick around?"
he asked. The footsteps stopped, hesitating.
"If you'd like me to watch, I wouldn't mind."
Another wave of heat burned in my core with the thought of it. She'd almost sounded eager. She wanted to watch what he was going to do to me. Soft footsteps announced her return to the wingback chair. The deal had been made, and honestly, I wanted it. I longed for his mouth to be where it had been before my orgasm had stalled. The excruciating ache between my legs took my breath away. Fingertips traced over my right breast and made me flinch, and I gasped when his hot mouth closed around the nipple of my left. The ache in my center intensified when he sucked at me. Holy shit, I wanted him. Usually I loved foreplay, but I was out of control and desperate. My hand tried to push him down and show him what I wanted, but the dull thud of the restraint going taut answered back.
"Did I hurt you?"
He'd bitten me gently a split second before I'd tried to move. It hadn't hurt, not where he used his teeth.
"No, sir,"
I replied, frantic. He might have laughed. My brain was foggy with thoughts of lust.
"Then what is it?"
He didn't sound concerned. He sounded smug.
"What do you want?"
I was allowed to answer because he'd asked, so I tried to be sure not to waste my words.
"I want your mouth between my legs again."
"Where?"
The sin in his voice was addicting. I wasn't huge into dirty talk, but since everything was getting thrown out, I let this go too.
"My pussy."
"Yeah? I believe this is mine tonight."
He buried a finger deep inside me, causing my back to arch off of the leather. He revived the stalled orgasm in two slow, wicked thrusts, and just as I reached the precipice, the hand was gone. A frustrated whine tore from my lips. There was the sound of clothes rustling and a zipper being undone.
"Condoms are in the top drawer beneath her," Tara said.
I'd already forgotten she was there, watching, and her voice was uneven and rushed. Was she turned on, watching us? The table barely moved when he opened the drawer and then shut it a moment later, a noise of foil tearing. I had mixed emotions about it. I craved what he was going to do, but I desired his mouth even more. Wet, velvety bliss licked at me. His mouth was aggressive, sucking at the bundle of nerves, making me gasp. I climbed again, inching closer and closer, and he forced my body to writhe with need. While his mouth was busy, it sounded like he was fiddling with the condom, rolling it on. His tongue ran over me again. As he pulled back, the faint stubble along his jawline brushed over the skin on the inside of my thigh.
"I'm going to fuck you now."
From his words, I could tell he was standing again. I moaned, a desperate cry of eagerness. Hands slid under my legs and yanked my body down so my ass was just at the edge of the table and my bound wrists were above my head. Every muscle in my body went tense when the head of his dick touched my entrance. The length of him slid once through my folds, either teasing me or making me aware that he was long. He lined up where he needed to be and pressed inside, just a tiny bit. I let loose a whimper. He was thick.
"You're so goddamn beautiful,"
he said, inching in. The words made my walls clamp down on him, an involuntary reaction that only made it harder for him to get inside.
"And you're so tight."
He withdrew and then pressed in again, further this time. I sighed. It was uncomfortable with his size, but the pleasure of the fullness overruled it.
"Do you want more?"
"Yes,"
I said, breathless. He pushed deeper, forcing his way.
Even though I was wet, he was so hard and big, and it had been a long time for me. But the orgasm he'd held at bay reared its head, and I was about to explode. He continued his descent into me, filling my mind with nothing but the sensation of his presence. He buried himself as far as he could go until he was completely inside and ground his hips against me.
"Now come for me."
He'd known all along how close I was, and when he demanded it, holy shit, I gave it to him. I came hard in one of the most intense orgasms I'd ever had, bucking on the table, crying out a sob of pleasure. My body seized and convulsed, fighting against the straps. I wanted to reach out and grab something, but there was nothing within range. He didn't move as I came on him and milked him with my body. I heard his rapid breathing, followed by a deliberate, long, slow breath, as if he had to even himself out.
"I could watch that again,"
he said. His smooth skin was on mine, warm, our bare chests pressed together. I could feel the crisp fabric of his button-up shirt on my sides, like he'd undone his shirt but not removed it. Lips skimmed my pulse on my neck.
"Would you like me to make you come again?"
"Yes," I said, still shuddering with aftershocks of my orgasm. He started to move deep inside. With me, sometimes a second, smaller orgasm piggybacks on the first, and I could feel the tendrils of this second one tugging me along, pulling me back up.
"I have rules," he said. "You don't get to ask questions, no matter what."
His deliberately slow, indecent rhythm made me crazy with need.
"Do you understand?"
It was already a house rule, so I didn't struggle to answer. "Yes."
"Yes, what?"
He thrust into me once, harder, getting my attention. "Yes, sir." He resumed his disciplined pace, sliding his flesh inside mine and building the desire to an alarming level.
"Good. Rule 2 is you answer my questions, and you have to answer them honestly."
I could do that, so I nodded quickly.
"The last rule is your body belongs to me, so that means your orgasms are mine. You don't come without my permission."
His wet tongue dragged from one breast, down the valley between them, and on to the other one, circling the taut nipple.
"There will be consequences if you break any rule."
I gasped. Did he know I was already close?
"Understood."
I swallowed a breath. 3 rules. Simple enough. "Yes, sir." He whispered it against my flesh.
"Good."
It was out of my mouth a second later. "I want permission to come." He laughed. His body was gone from mine, so he was only touching me where we were joined.
"Already? No."
"No? Why?" My legs shook and wrapped around his back, trying to pull him in deeper, to pull him back to me.
"Do you like having my big cock in your pussy?"
I didn't have to think about it. "Yes."
"Then I think it's time to lose the blindfold," he said. "We're both visual creatures."
The room fell away, and everything shifted horribly. His fingers slipped under the mask and eased it up, and even though it took my eyes a few blinks to adjust to the light, it didn't matter. I already knew. I'd heard him use that phrase before. "No," I cried. "No, no, no."
"Hello, Evelyn,"
Logan said. Chapter 5. Logan didn't slow his pace. His large hands clamped down on my hips and braced me to the table when I tried to slide backward away from him.
"I don't think so," he said.
"Why?" My voice was as shattered as I felt. "How did you—"
"I believe that's rule number 1.
In the low light, and with my vision restored, I could see the thin sheen of sweat on his chest and defined abs. His mocha-colored brown hair was perfectly tousled. Tara was right. I had always thought he was attractive, but when I pushed his personality to the side, I could see he was undeniably hot. I squirmed under his hands, but all it did was create a seductive smile on his lips. I could stop him. I had a signal. If I opened and closed my hands quickly and repeatedly, I could have him thrown out in less than a minute. I'm sure he knew this, just as I'm sure he knew I couldn't use it. The damage had been done. He'd seen me naked. He'd gone down on me, and currently he was fucking me. My boss. Wasn't it enough that I had to struggle to please him at the office?
What are you thinking about?
He asked,
honestly.
That you're my boss. He continued to pump his dick into me, and although the pending orgasm had faded significantly when he revealed himself, it lingered.
Trust me, I'm aware. I'm not supposed to do what we're doing right now with an employee, no matter how much I've thought about it.
What the hell was he talking about? You don't even like me. He leaned over me, burying his face in my neck and sucking on it.
You sure about that? I just dropped $12,000 to be with you.
The reminder of how much money he'd spent whispered to the orgasm to come closer. The idea that he wanted me, and wanted me that badly, was powerful. It left me breathless.
Maybe I overcompensate at the office,
he admitted.
And your thoughts on me?
I shut my eyes. How in the world could I answer that? The steady rock of his body against mine was beginning to drown out all other thought. One of his hands left my hip. It traveled up my skin, leaving goosebumps in its wake, and settled on my nipple.
You're not going to answer me? That was rule two.
He pinched hard enough that it was just short of pain. I don't like you, I said. He laughed, like it was doubtful.
Maybe not before, but now you fucking do.
He pulled out of me and ran his hand where he'd just been, causing me to gasp.
And this?
He shoved his wet fingers into my mouth.
This is the proof of how much you do.
I could taste my arousal, and I liked it. In the office, Logan was abrasive and strict, but he was also driven and fair. Logan outside of the office. Holy shit, I did like him.
Do you like my big cock and your pussy, Evelyn?
I couldn't say no. He'd know I was lying. Yes. It came out quiet and ashamed. He entered me again, and I'd swear he was harder now. My traitorous body shifted to take him deeper, and he gave a sharp breath as if enjoying it. His deep brown eyes were almost black and hypnotizing, and I stared into them, trying to understand why he'd done this. I had to focus on that, not how good it felt. Oh my God, it felt too good.
I wanted to ask you to get drinks right before the promotion,
he said. Why didn't you? I didn't realize I'd asked it out loud.
Rule number one again.
This time he used his teeth to nip at the underside of my breast. A sharp pain dulled immediately with the swipe of his tongue. His thrusts increased in intensity, and I bit down on my bottom lip. Oh no, I was getting close. An odd expression crossed his face, perhaps regret.
I'd heard you had a boyfriend, the guy you've got a picture of on your desk.
He was talking about the picture of Blake and me at an alumni Northwestern football game. He was never my boyfriend. His hand left my breast and slid down to curl under my knee, pushing it back. Shit, don't do that, I said, panicked. He ignored me, leaning into my neck and tracing the edge of my ear with his tongue.
Why? You don't like it?
No, I like it. I like it too much.
That's a terrible reason for me to stop.
He was moving furiously now. My body fought for control, begging me to stop resisting. Desire flowed through my veins, thick and hot like liquid fire. I wanted the release. I needed the release, or I might lose my fucking mind.
You can do this,
he whispered.
Hold it back. It'll be so much better if you wait.
My eyes fell shut, but in an instant, my head was cradled in his hands, forcing it up.
I want you to watch me fuck you.
We're visual creatures, after all. He knew it was torturous for me to see his massive dick disappear inside me. I'd never seen anything so erotic, and I gasped for breath, straining to push the orgasm back.
Good. You're doing so good,
he said.
Just a little longer.
I think he wanted me to fail. He trailed one hand down my body, over my breast, down my stomach, and moved between our bodies to circle my clit. It was too much, overwhelming me. I sighed in frustration or desperation. Logan,
I was ready to beg for it.
His eyes were framed with long lashes, and I realized how beautiful his dark brown irises were. When I said his name, his eyes filled with heat. His expression was fascinating, and my total undoing. I didn't have a prayer of surviving rule number 3. He realized it just before it started to happen.
No, not yet. You don't have permission.
It was way too late for that. This time, my hands reached back and curled around the ribbons holding me, gripping them as I came.
Oh, fuck, I cried, throwing my head back and closing my eyes. It wasn't as strong as the first, but it was still powerful and knocked me sideways. As I came down from where he'd taken me, I opened them again and looked at him timidly. He was furious. One hand latched onto my wrist while his other ripped open the Velcro, freeing me. He didn't say anything. He went straight to the other wrist and undid it as well, then pulled out of me and yanked me up so I was sitting before him. I wanted to ask what he was going to do to me, but I'd already broken what I could tell was the biggest rule. I didn't need to do another right now.
Stand up,
he ordered, stepping back to allow me to do so.
My gaze never left his as I put a timid foot down on the cold floor. That was as far as I got before he pulled me down off the table and turned me in his arms so my back was against his sweat-dampened chest. Hands shoved me down so I was bent over the table.
Put your arms out.
Because he wanted to bind me again. My hand slid slowly up the leather, shaking with both nerves and excitement.
Any chance you could?
He wasn't speaking to me.
Of course,
Tara answered.
Crap, I'd forgotten she was there again.
Her face was flushed as she came to the table and wrapped the restraint around my wrist.
If I can help you in any way,
she said to him, her words dripping with innuendo.
Don't hesitate.
Wait a minute. What had she just offered?
A sharp pang of possessiveness stabbed into my core. Logan had paid to have me, not her.
My thoughts had me too distracted to notice she'd closed the other restraint before it was too late to do anything. I watched her return to the chair, her hands pressed against her thighs. His hand came down hard on my ass, and I cried out with shock. I hadn't really been spanked before. This was one of the 3 boxes I'd checked this evening, and apparently my consequence for disobeying him. It stung hot and went cold as the hand left, only to strike me again, now on the other cheek. This time the hand remained where it had landed, and it pulled my cheek to the side, so he could put his mouth there, where no one had been before. I jolted, and my knees slammed painfully into the cabinet beneath the table. His mouth moved down so he could dip his tongue inside me, but the hand remained where it was. He set his other hand on my other cheek and eased it away so my backside was totally exposed. It was shocking and taboo when his tongue moved up again and sent me into a frenzy. Soft, warm, wrong. My body liked it, but my brain did not, and the war between the two left me dizzy. I thought I could catch my breath when he stood, but it got much, much worse. I felt him nudging there, pressing into me.
Wait!
I turned over my shoulder in panic, every muscle in my body tense. He hesitated.
What?
I'm not sure I can do that.
His gaze went to the list on the easel.
It's on the menu.
I know, but how to explain that I'd only done it out of desperation? I haven't done it before.
You don't want to?
I didn't like giving up. I didn't like failing, but I thought I'd fail at this.
I don't. It came out defeated. What was going to happen now that I'd backed out?
It's okay,
he said.
I can barely keep from coming in your pussy anyway. I probably wouldn't last 5 seconds fucking you up the ass.
My brain spun, hearing him say such vulgar things. He was so composed and calculating in the office. This was the unleashed version of him. When he shoved his dick back inside me, I decided I liked this version better. I'd already reached what I thought was my limit on orgasms.
2 had been the most I'd ever been blessed with in one go. My body seemed spent, until his hands fell onto my waist and he pulled me back on him, demanding more. He slammed into me, thrusting and he was probably going to get me to come again, but he was going to have to work for it this time. The slide of his flesh inside mine wasn't like anything I'd ever had. It left me breathless and thirsty for more.
"Naughty girl," he scolded playfully.
I glanced at him, but his eyes weren't on me. They were on Tara in the corner. She had her skirt pulled clear up to her waist and a hand moving inside her lace panties. "Oh my God," I gasped. It was like someone had poured fire over me. It was so sexy.
"Listening to you come got her worked up," he said to me. "Do you like watching her touch herself?"
I couldn't take my eyes away. "Yes." Logan drove into me harder and deeper, and I worried I was going to break Rule 3 again without warning. But he slowed down and ground himself into me in a seductive move that teased.
"Will you take off your panties?"
he asked Tara,
"and show us your pussy."
She stood deliberately, her eyes hooded. She drew her panties down over her gorgeous legs and past her heels, stepping out of the lace one leg at a time. I expected her to sit back down in the chair, but instead she stalked toward us. I shouldn't have cared whether or not he was interested in her. Up until tonight, I didn't think about Logan much. He was my boss and off limits. But now, it was impossible not to view this exquisite woman as a threat. Her gaze wasn't on him, though. It was on me. She sat on the table just above my arms, her hands slowly dragging the fabric of her skirt up and up. And then she turned to us and spread her legs so they were straddling the table, exposing the bare skin of her sex.
"See how wet you made me?"
she said, slipping a hand down into her glistening folds. It's not like I could look much elsewhere. She was only 2 feet from my face.
"Have you ever been with another woman?"
I didn't have to answer her. I belonged to Logan tonight.
"Have you?"
he asked, pressing deep inside me. My eyes all but rolled back into my head, and his perfect positioning made it hard to do anything. "No." This was one of the boxes I hadn't checked on the willing list, although I'd considered it.
"Do you want to?"
It came out casual, like he was asking something normal. I couldn't give an answer because I didn't have one.
"Rule number 2, he growled.
"I don't know." I was drunk off the sex and power in this room, power that was shifting my direction.
"Why don't you try and see if you like it?"
she half begged. The conflict between my conservative side and wild one left me disoriented. Logan's hand abandoned my waist to touch her knee.
"Come closer."
She smiled and did so, eager.
"But just so you're aware, I can get in trouble if you touch me, sir."
There was nowhere to go when she lay back on the table and put her feet outside my arms. She smelled like coconut and vanilla. I was frozen, my head over her, hesitating. I wasn't sure if I wanted this, but my mind hadn't issued a no either. Not hearing the no made me want to try. His hands gathered up my hair, and he held it back away from my face. He'd slowed almost to a halt, so his thrust wouldn't send me face first into her.
"Do you want me to tell you what to do?"
he asked. Yeah. My heart slammed against my chest.
"Put your tongue on her. Start on the outside and work your way in, up, and down."
I swallowed hard, closed my eyes, and leaned forward. I'd barely touched her, and she gave a huge sigh that encouraged me to really do it. My tongue trailed a path over her pink skin. She tasted different. Good. When I reached her clit, she moaned, and I felt Logan jerk inside me.
"Holy shit, that's so hot,"
his deep voice said.
"Suck on her, then flick your tongue really fast."
She liked that, like, a lot. Her back arched off the table and then slammed down on it.
"Fuck, just like that," it came through her ragged breaths. "Right there."
Giving her pleasure gave me pleasure, and need wound a coil tight inside of me. Logan resumed a slow pace of movement that increased the tension. It felt like his dick went on forever when he pressed inside me. His hands cupped my breasts. I felt her hand on my head, pressing me down on her. "Lick me harder." I had to draw my mouth away from her to catch my breath and utter, "I need permission to come."
"Not until she does."
He said it on a hurried breath, like this was taking its toll on him. I dipped my tongue inside her and then returned to where she seemed to like it best. The coil got tighter when her hips moved in time with my mouth. Her hand wove into my hair, pushing Logan's away so she could grip a handful. Her moans rose in volume, matching mine. Closing in on breaking rule 3 again? I couldn't. I wouldn't. My tongue fluttered over her damp skin, urgent for her crescendo. "Oh shit, I'm coming, I'm coming." Her body thrashed, and her thighs clamped tight on my head, keeping me in place, holding me to her while she shuddered. Then her legs fell open, and she stilled on the table, her breath slowing. He'd slowed down too, of course, but I could feel him pulsing. He'd gotten very, very close. Tara backed up and rose to sit, giving me a slow smile of satisfaction. It made my insides quiver knowing I'd pleased her. She swung her leg over and stepped down off of the table, her heels carrying her back to the chair, a deliberate and seductive sway to her hips. Logan put a hand on my shoulder and the other on my waist, bracing me. He built a steady pace, faster and faster until I was wild. The only sound other than our gasps was the slap of our bodies together. The coil was so tight inside, strangling all thought except the need for release.
"Wait for me," he said.
"Shit, hurry." Because it was happening now. I cried out, my hands balling into fists, and wave after wave of bliss slammed into me. It was so intense it was painful. But seconds later, I triggered his release because I could feel his spasms inside me. They prolonged the orgasm, and I was still coming when he collapsed forward onto my back, his hands gripping me tightly. Neither of us moved or said anything. I closed my eyes, foolishly convincing myself I wouldn't have to face reality when they opened. I could feel his heart pounding in his chest. It was pounding as fast as mine. He brushed my hair out of his way and feathered a kiss into the side of my neck, just below my ear.
"I would have paid 20 for you."
My eyes popped open as he withdrew from me. He stepped back, and I could hear the sound of him throwing something in the trash. Clothes rustled. "Wait," I said, starting after him, but the straps painfully reminded me that I couldn't do that. "Logan?" I craned my neck to try to see him. His zipper was yanked up, and he shuffled backward, not attempting to button his shirt. "Logan, wait," I pleaded. But he fled out the door, not looking at me, abandoning me. Chapter 6. His rapid exit sent me into an epic meltdown. "Get these off of me," I said to Tara, fighting the restraints. "Is he really your boss?" She moved slowly. I could have opened 10 Adobe programs in the time it took her to go to the hook and pull down the robe. "Yeah, he's my boss. Can you go faster?" I tried to keep the edge from my voice. She placed the robe over my shoulders and slowly undid the first restraint. I pushed her hands out of the way so I could do the other and shrugged into the robe, wrapping it around me as I fled for the door. "Evelyn, you can't," she said quietly. "Let's go upstairs." As soon as I made it to the hall, a massive man with a huge forehead was waiting, like a bouncer. He didn't say anything. He gave me a friendly smile and gestured to the stairs. Tara set her hand in the small of my back and urged me to go that way. "Once a client's gone to the payment room, there's no more contact. That's for your safety." I think I was numb with shock, on total emotional overload. When I blinked, I was back on that same couch in the lounge. Peyton was already dressed. "It was Logan," I said, still unable to make sense. "How the hell did he know I was here? And how the fuck was I going to go into the office on Monday?
Your boss? Yeah, Tara said. Her hotter than the surface of the sun boss.
You didn't tell me he was hot.
Peyton accused me with a look. All you said was he was an asshole.
I never said that. He's not... Was I defending him? He's good-looking, but he's my manager, and until tonight I didn't think he liked me.
Tara had a wide smile. Jesus, you should have seen the look on his face when he came in and saw you.
I couldn't even imagine. I didn't know him, but now I wanted to know everything about him.
Peyton helped me get dressed. The bars were still open, and she wanted to celebrate with a drink.
I could barely focus on the simple task of pulling the dress on. How would I function in public?
Adding to my confusion, Tara kissed me on the cheek and whispered a thanks before leaving, reminding me what I'd done.
Oh, God. I have to go home, I said to Peyton as we started for Joseph's office.
She stopped moving, her face frozen in an expression I didn't understand.
You didn't like it?
Her voice sounded like a ghost. I took a deep breath because it wasn't easy to admit.
I did. I'm just on sensory overload.
She collapsed into a chair at the edge of the lounge. Panic rose inside me. I hadn't seen her look unsteady before.
What's wrong?
I'm fucking relieved is all.
What? That I liked it?
It wasn't easier to say the second time either.
Yeah. Because now I know there's nothing seriously wrong with me, that I'm not all fucked up.
Now it made sense. She hadn't told me her real reason, so it wouldn't invalidate her test results. She'd endured a lot of guys calling her whore and slut over the years. Their judgment always seemed to bounce off her, but she had a strict Catholic upbringing, and maybe deep down she worried there was truth there, that she enjoyed sex, and that was wrong.
I did like it, I said, finding strength. It was mind-blowing, the greatest sex of my life. I may have done some things I'm not sure I'll be super comfortable with tomorrow, but I'm not ashamed I enjoyed it.
Her smile was epic. Joseph gave me a fat manila envelope in his office. Before he could ask,
I'm sorry, but I don't think it's for me, I said, but thank you for everything.
You know where we are if you change your mind.
I followed Peyton down the stairs, through the hallway, and into the now empty holding room where the black guy with the clipboard sat on the couch.
You girls ready?
He asked, lumbering to his feet.
Yeah, Peyton said with a glowing smile. How is it you're always the one who escorts me out, Julius?
The enormous man beamed.
Just dumb luck, I think.
We went out the front door. And immediately I could sense something wasn't right. Julius spread his arms out, blocking Peyton and me from someone.
Evie?
I heard him say. What the hell was Blake still doing here?
I don't know you, buddy,
Julius said to Blake.
You don't have no business here, and you...
His head turned the opposite direction.
You I recognize, so you better get a move on. You ain't allowed to stay.
My gaze went in the direction of whomever Julius was talking to, and I quieted a gasp.
Logan?
You told me to wait,
he said, wearing a cryptic expression. When I glanced between the two men waiting for me, it turned their focus toward each other. I could see the distrust on Logan's face. He'd recognized Blake from the picture, and after that exchange, Blake must have assumed he'd been my client.
Blake, stop! I yelled when he charged toward Logan. I ducked under Julius's massive arm and got in between them.
Blake's face was raw anger and hurt, and even though I knew I wasn't responsible, I hated I was the cause of it. Julius yelled at both the men to get back, to get fucking lost.
I know them. It's all right, I said. Peyton, help me out.
Get out of here, she yelled to Blake. You had your chance. Now run back home to your girlfriend who deserves way better than you.
Fuck you, whore.
Peyton looked smug. Sorry, not enough money in the world.
Oh, God, this was a mess. Logan watched the drama unfold, his eyes wary of the tall man fixated on me.
Evie, are you okay?
Blake calmed when he stopped looking at Peyton.
Let me drive you home.
I'd been in love with him for so long, and my broken heart thudded in my chest when I spoke to him. No, go home. His face turned sour, a mixture of loss and anger. I watched him climb into his car and tear off, not looking at me again. My hand hurt because I'd been clenching the envelope full of money tightly, not noticing I'd gone all white knuckles. Julius didn't like it when I took a step toward Logan.
You sure you want to talk to him? I can make him go away.
Yes. Oh, yes, I definitely wanted to talk to him. He leaned against a midnight blue BMW, wearing the black suit he'd worn when players had come in for an office visit. Only this time, there was no tie, and two buttons had been left undone. I saw him through new eyes. My boss was stunningly handsome and powerfully sexy. He'd parked several car lengths down from the club, and when I reached him, he stood.
Who is that guy?
His demand was hushed, perhaps wanting privacy from Julius and Peyton, who watched from near the doorway. A friend, I said, then thought better of it. I don't know, it's complicated.
Come home with me.
I wished I'd had a witty comeback or biting remark, but my brain failed me. What? He slipped his hand gently behind my neck and whispered in my ear.
That's rule number one.
Logan moved quickly, setting a hand on my hip to hold me, and dropped his head so his mouth could claim mine in a kiss. After everything in that room, this was the first time it had happened. It was so slow and seductive that I melted into it. Hands cupped my face, tilting my head to just the right angle so he could tease me with a hint of his tongue. He asked for more, and I welcomed it. My hands followed his lead and circled his neck, and I pressed my body against his, wanting the kiss to deepen further. Oh my God, I wanted more. I wanted him.
Come home with me,
he commanded in his deep voice, one I couldn't disobey. I was too curious about his reasons to give any other answer anyway. Gravity pulled me to him. Okay. He pulled the passenger door open, like he was a gentleman. I stared into the empty car, then back to him. If I didn't get into this car, I wouldn't get any answers. I'm gonna go, I yelled to Peyton. She flashed a gigantic smile and waved me off, then slipped her arm through Julius's and headed for her car. There was a bottle of wine sitting in the passenger seat. I grabbed it and sat, setting it in my lap along with my purse and the envelope, and gave a nervous smile to Logan as he shut my door. Oh my God, what was I doing? His car had a soft leather interior that I sank back into. The bottle of wine was cold in my hands, and the label had the same logo as the club. I guess this is a complimentary gift with purchase, I said when he slipped into the driver's seat.
No, that was my purchase. You were the complimentary gift.
My pulse quickened. He started the car, put it in gear, and eased away from the curb. Once we were in traffic, he set his right hand on the bare skin just above my knee. I jumped, startled by how nonchalant it was for him. Casual, easy, yet dominating. The warmth of his skin gave me goosebumps. We rode in silence, and it made me tense and anxious. I wanted him to talk, but he seemed content to study the traffic and act as if what we had just done had never happened. How did you know I would be at the club? He snatched the bottle of wine out of my hands and set it in the cup holder, then pushed everything in my lap to the floorboard.
That.
His hand glided to the inside of my knee and a few inches up from where it had been.
Is definitely rule number one.
In case you hadn't noticed, we're not there anymore.
I paid for a night with you, and in case you hadn't noticed, it's night out.
A half smile twisted on his lips.
You're still under my rules.
No, I am not. We reached a stoplight, and he turned a cold and commanding gaze my direction.
You're in my car, and soon you'll be in my place. My rules, Evelyn.
I had no idea what I was agreeing to,
I blurted out. This authoritative version of him chilled me and yet set me on fire. The dark timbre of his voice shot straight between my legs, making me weak with excitement. I ripped my gaze away from his and watched the traffic. The people gathered outside bars smoking and chatting in the warm August night. The car lurched forward when the light turned green. How was I supposed to get answers if I couldn't ask questions?
What's on your mind?
He asked. It was the first test. I didn't respond, curious to see what he'd do. Would he make good on his threat of punishment? He gave a sideways glance to me and shoved my knees apart so he could put his hands on top of my panties.
Answer me, or I'll take you right to the edge and leave you hanging.
My mouth fell open so I could draw air into my lungs. I knew he could do it, and he certainly did too. I'm wondering, my voice was breathless, how this is going to work on Monday, if you'll go back to disliking me.
You still think, after what I just did, that I dislike you?
His fingers moved, and pleasure strummed through me. I issued a soft moan, and a hint of a cocky smile teased his lips.
I told you I thought about asking you out before.
You really think people care that much about whether you get involved with an employee? Crap, rule number one. His fingers pushed my panties to the side and touched me unhindered, making my hands clench around his wrist.
They would if I promoted you.
His fingers moved faster, torturing me.
You're going to promote me?
He slipped his whole finger inside me and I gasped.
Yes. My body chanted, yes.
The strength was gone from my hands around his wrist, but they remained, urging him to go faster, deeper, to give it to me exactly how I liked it.
Do you like that? My finger inside you.
I swallowed hard and nodded faintly.
Tell me with words.
There was no oxygen in this car, so it was hardly audible.
I like it.
I was only marginally aware we'd turned from the street into a parking garage beneath one of the high-rises. As he drove down the aisle, my climax grew closer.
Almost there,
he said. Was he talking about his place or my orgasm? He parked the car and shut off the engine. Then he had both hands under my skirt. I was panting. I clawed at him, pulling his head to me, and crushed my lips against his. He allowed it for a moment, but then he completely withdrew from me, staying true to his word.
Oh God, I was desperate. I felt like he was being cruel, and yet he'd forgotten an important detail. I didn't have use of my hands at the club, but I did now.
He grabbed the bottle of wine around the neck, pushed open his door, and climbed out, not realizing I hadn't done the same. I shoved a hand under my panties, not caring if there was anyone else in the garage who could see me. After this crazy night, I was completely out of control. He'd come around to my side to open the door for me like I was a lady. Instead, he saw me touching myself. Heat flashed through his gorgeous eyes, but his face maintained its usual intensity.
You are not going to break any more rules tonight. Certainly not that rule.
He pushed my hands away and pulled me to my feet.
I told you, this is mine.
He ran his hand between my legs, lifting my skirt with it, rubbing me for a moment. The independent side of me protested, but the basic woman in me loved it. I grabbed the envelope and my purse off the floor and followed him to the elevator.
I think I prefer you naked,
he murmured against my neck while we rode up to the 44th floor.
But this dress is a very close second.
His fingertips skimmed over the bare skin of my back and drew a shiver from me. His apartment was only a few doors down from the elevator, and when he turned on the lights inside, it made me angry.